Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We'll begin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Amar Yisrael Baruch Mani Amar Leishia Kitma VeHuvara. If in the Kira it was Kitma, he was covered it up with the ashes. He covered the coals with the ashes. VeHuvara, and then the flame flared up again. So he did an action of covering it up. It was caught, but then it flared up again. Nevertheless, we can leave in the Kira hot water that was heated up completely, and cooked food that was bishul called sorcha, that was completely cooked. Shma mina, we can infer from here, mit stomach, v'yafa loy muter. We can infer from here that a mitstamek v'yafala, a food that's fully cooked, and as it continues to stay in the stove, in the pot, it starts to shrivel up. It starts, the water, it now condenses and it starts to dry up. But however, it improves the tavshil, the food is improved as it continues to remain in the pot. Then it's mutter, even though the kira is not gar v'katzim. Because over here, in effect, the kira is not gar v'katzim. The flame, it flared up again. And nevertheless, in an unqualified way, he said that you can leave over there chamin, that's chokmah kol sarachai, and tavshil shebishul kol sarachai. So can you not infer from here, therefore, can you not see from here that if it's mitstamek v'yofalai, if it's a tavshil that's completely cooked, and if it improves, even though it improves by remaining in the pot, nevertheless, even though the kira is not gar v'katzim, it's mutter. Meaning, this approach is going with the approach of the Chachamim and not Hananya. They hold like the Chachamim that you cannot even leave, certainly you cannot return to the kira, but you cannot even leave it, the bimash there on the kira, unless it's gar v'katzim. So if it's only cooked k'macho ben drusoy, you cannot even be mash on the kira unless it's gar v'katzim. But over here we see that the flame flared up again. So l'chaira, it's not gar v'katzim. Nevertheless, you can leave the pot, the food in the pot, and leave it over there, even though it's now flared up again. Doesn't that teach you that even according to the Chachamim who say that even to be mash, even to leave it in the kira, it has to be gar v'katzim, but in a case where it's completely cooked, even though it's mistamik v'yafaloi, even though it improves by remaining over there, there we're not concerned that he'll stoke the fire because it's already completely cooked and we're not concerned. So can you not learn out, l'chair, you can learn out from here that mistamik v'yafaloi, it's mutter, even if it's not gar v'katzim. Mara says, no, you can't learn that from here. Really, I'll tell you that if a kira is not gar v'katzim, you can't leave the food in the pot in the kira, you can't leave it there, not only if it's only partially cooked, even if it's fully cooked and it's mitstamek v'yafel, I'll tell you that you cannot leave it over there. You cannot be mashed. Why did he say it's mutter over here? Shaini hacha de kitma. Because over here, he did cover the coals with ashes. It was caught. Now it flared up again. But from the fact that he covered it up, the fact that it was kitma, that shows that he does not want to stoke the fire. It shows that he's aware that he can't stoke it, and shows that he does not want to. And therefore, dafki in this case. But if it was not kitma at all, then I'll tell you, then it would be awesome. Well, if it's dafki in this case, what's the Chiddush, if you're telling me in this case, but not generally, it's also, what's the Chiddush? No, the Chiddush is, Hufar Tzrichalei. The Chiddush is over here, that it flared up again, because, Ma'od Hussein Mekeven Dehuvar Ahadulei Lemilsa Kamaisa, you might think that once it flared up, we should consider it completely like a case where it hasn't been kotum at all. We should consider it like a kira that's not been kotum at all, kamash malan, that the fact that he did cover it up, even though it flared up again, it's not considered like a kira that was never kotum, and therefore, dafk, in this case, we say he's allowed to be mashit, even though there is a flame. But if it wasn't kotum at all, it would be osur. If he covered it up, it was kaltum, and then it flared up again. You can leave the water and the food and the kira. And even if the coals are made out of roisim wood, even if it's made out of roisim wood, which over there, there's high quality coals, this roisim wood, and over there, they'd be more inclined over there to stoke the fire. Even on roisim, coals made out of roisim wood, it's muter. Shema mina, again, let us infer from here, shema mina mitztamik v'yafa loy muter. Let us say generally, even if a kira was not kotum at all, as long as the food is fully cooked, even though in stomach v'yafa loy, it's muter. No, Gemara says, shani hacha dekitma. Again, like we said before, it's only because over here, he originally, initially, he covered it up with the ashes. It was kitma. It happened to flare up again, but he initially covered it up. But if he never covered it up, I would say it's also ihachi ma'ilam meimra effectivimor. But that's the case. What's the chiddush? What's he telling me that I didn't know from the previous case? Our answer is huvara tzrichle. So it tells me huvara tzrichle, even if flare up again. Hainu hach, isn't that what we just said before? No, gecholim shel reisim tzrichle. Over here, he's telling me something that we did not learn before, we did not know before, is no, it's limited over here to Dafka where it was kid. If it was never kid, it would be awesome. What is the chiddush over here more than the previous case? That even if the gecholim or gecholim saraisim, where there's a stronger inclination to stoke the fire, nevertheless, here it's mutar because it was kidma. It was kidma even though it was huvara. And even though it's gecholim saraisim, nevertheless, it's mutar. It's mutar because it's mevushal kol tzorchai. Because it's mevushal kol tzorchai. But if it would not be mevushal kol tzorchai, zok rash, or this man Damer is saying that if it was not kitma at all, then it would be awesome. Now we have a different approach in the Gemara. Amar of Sheishas, Amar of Yachin, Akir, Shisiku, Begevas, Ve'etzim, Mashin, Elacham, Shalahuch, Kol Tzorchan, Ve'tav, Shalahuch, Shabish, Kol Tzorchan. Okar, Lo Yachzer, Achi, Yigraf, O Achi, Yitain, Efer. So now this is going with the approach, with the opinion of Hananya. Over here, this is going with the opinion of Hananya, that you can leave it, it can be masha on the kira, even though it's only cooked kamachal ben drusoy, a third cooked, you can be masha on the kira, even though it's not garva kaltum at all. It's only to return it to the kira that it's also unless it's garva kaltum. Kasavra masnis and lahachsirtan. He holds that the Mishnah that says there's a requirement for garva kaltum that is only lahachsir, to return it to the kira. But to have it just remain there, it's mutter, even though it's not garva kaltum at all. So Amar Rava, Tavara Tanani, what is it being mechadish over here? What's the chiddush over here? We see both of these dinim in the Mishnah. We know both lahashis, that lahashis is mutter, even if it's not garva kaltum. And we also know that lahachzir, to return it, it's only permitted if it is garva kaltum. So what's he being mechadish over here? We learned before, ein noisim es apas b'secha tanur, you cannot put the bread into an oven, im chashecha, before the end of the day, by the end of the day, before Shabbos, v'loi charora gabi cholim, and not the biscuit on the coals, el kidei sheikmo paneha, unless it forms a crust. Unless it's already baked enough and that it's formed a crust, then you can leave it in. But if it hasn't formed a crust, you cannot leave it in. So as the Rishonim speak out, forming a crust is equivalent to machal ben drusoy. But ha karma paneha ashari. But if it is karma paneha, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. And l'chayra, it's mutter, even though it's not garva kaltum. How do we know that it's mutter, even if it's not garva kaltum? Where it doesn't mention here about garva kaltum. No, but it mentions tanur. And tanur, by definition, is not garva kaltum, because garva kaltum doesn't help by a tanur, because the tanur retained the heat. It was formed in a way, wide on the bottom, narrow on the top, that it retained the heat more than a kira. So even though garva kaltum helps by a kira, by the stove, but not by the tanur. So therefore, by definition, we're talking over here where it's not garva kaltum, and yet it says if karma panev, it forms a crust, which is equivalent to machal ben drusoy, then it's mutter. So you see clearly that it's mutter lishois, even though it's not garva kaltum. And lahachzir namitanina, we also learned lahachzir, beisil loim af machzirim. In our Mishnah, beisil says you can be machzir. Now he says you can return it. Basil says you can return it. But our Mishnah is saying it, but that's where it's garva kaltum. But if it's not garva kaltum loy. So what is he teaching us over here? So what is the chiddush over here? What's being taught over here? So Rav Sheshes, what is Rav Sheshes teaching us? Rav Sheshes, nami diyukadamasnis and kamash malay. He's kamash malande. The diuk of the Mishnah. So the way Rashi learns it, it's the diuk of the Mishnah that if it's karma panah, it's mutar. It says it's not, it's asur unless it's karma panah. But it doesn't say beferish that if karma panah, it forms across its mutar. He's teaching you the diuk that if it's karma panah, that it is mutar. Fractitosis, that's a dover pashat. What do you mean? What kind of chiddush is it? It says it's only asur if it has not formed a crust. Mela, you know, obviously, that if it formed the cross, it's mutter. So Tosfos therefore learns not the diuk that he's teaching us. The diuk that he wants to teach us that our Mishnah is not going like the Shittas Chacham. The Mishnah is not lishus. It's the diuk of the Masnisim of our Mishnah that it's lahachzir tanan. That in our Mishnah, the way to learn the Mishnah is chasuri mechzra, and our Mishnah is lahachzir tanan. Amr Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kirish Ziku Begevus of Eitzim. If it was fueled with pulp or with wood, firewood, Mashanila Tashel, Shabisha called Sarachan, Vachamin Shachuchma called Sarachan, you can leave over there as long as it's fully cooked. Chamin and Tashel, Vafil Mitzamek Viofili. And even if it's Mitzamek Viofili. Omer le haomer rabana le Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda ha Rav Shmuel damer tavai mitstamek v'yafa lo yasur. I, Rav Shmuel said mitstamek v'yafa is asur. Omer le atu les ana yoda da Omer Rav Yosef Omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel mitstamek v'yafa lo yasur. I know that Shmuel said it's asur. Ki kamin aloch le Rav Yochanan kamin aloch. He said, I'm just going according to the Shita Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan said that even though it's mitzamek v'yafa, it's mutter. Amr l'ra v'ukva mimeshel Rav Ashi, awesome, the mikarvisa l'Rav Shmuel, you who are close to Rav Shmuel, so you are bound by their psak, avidu k'Rav Shmuel. You have to follow the psak of Rav Shmuel and mitzamek v'yafa loy is asur, and none, navir k'Rav Yochanan. But we can follow the shita of Rav Yechanan, and therefore mitzamek v'yafaloi is mutter. Omer le abayler Rav Yosef ma'alishayis. He asks, Ashayla, what is it? Is it mutter to leave the food in the oven, in the kira rather, in the stove? Is it mutter to leave it there? So Taisa says, it's very vague over here. What does it mean ma'alishayis? Under what circumstances? Taisa says, either he's talking about whether the kira is ena grufa in ketumah, and it's lo bishkol sorochar, and he's, the shaila is, can you leave it as we hold like Hananya or the Rabbanon? Or the shaila is it a case where it's mevushal kol sorochar, and is mitzamek v'yafaloi, is it mutter in a case where it's not garva kotum, and even if we hold like the chamim, but if it's mevushal kol sarachai, is it mutter? If it's not garva kotum, even if it's something yafalai. Amalei ha Rav Yehuda mashalei v'achil. So he said, Rav Yehuda says he was mashe, he did leave it in the kira and he ate it. Amalei said, don't bring me a rai. Amalei barminai the Rav Yehuda, don't bring me a rai from Rav Yehuda that came in the mesukan who he was endangered. He was a chayla. So Afil B'Shem was Nami Shor Lemavidle. It was Masukan, it was a Connor for him. So don't bring me a rhyme from Yehuda, certainly for him, even on Shavuot to be Motor. But my Shail is, leave Aloch Mai. What about for you and me? Amr Le B'Surah Mash. He said, in Surah, they held that it was Motor, Darav Nachm by Yitzchak, Mori de Uvda Have, Umashile, because he was Mori de Uvda, and he said, it's Motor. So he was a Mari de Uvda, which Rashi explained was his medactic b'maisa. You can bring a raya from him because he was very medactic, And he himself conducted himself that it was mutter. Amar Rav Ashi, coming to come to Rav Huna v'shoin le'karsa the hasana v'achel. He was mash, he left in the kira karsa the hasana, so that was a machel that was made out of chopped fish. It was cooked and chopped and mixed with flour and oil. And he was masha, and he ate it. V'lo yadana im yishum dekasar mitzlam v'yavle muter. But I didn't know, was it, did he eat that, did he do that, permitted, because he held mitzlamek v'yavle is muter, or yishum dekeim v'yisbei mecha mitzlamek v'yavle hu. Or perhaps because it has flour, it's mixed with flour, then it's considered mitzlamek v'yavle. Now, our whole shayla is mevushal kol tzarchoim, if it's mitzlamek v'yavle. If it, as it remains in the pot, it improves, it gets better. That's our shayla. Why is that a shayla? Because the longer it's there, it's the better. So perhaps a person will be inclined to stoke the fire. Maybe he'll be mechata b'kacholim, because it improves. That's where we had a shayla. But if it's mevushal called sarchoi, if it's completely cooked, and it's mitzlamik viraloi, and the longer it stays there, the worse it gets, then we don't have a certainly a smuter, because there's no inclination to be machat and gecholim. A person will not be inclined to stir the coals, because the higher the intensity of the heat, the more it ruins the tavshel. So he certainly won't be inclined to do it. Our whole shayla is mistamik v'yofel, not mistamik v'rola. Mistamik v'rola is certainly be muter. So this, that he was mater, it is the pshat that he held mitzdamik as long as mevushal kol tzarchoi, even if it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi is muter. Or perhaps the pshat is no, that if it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi, he would hold that it's also. But in this case, since it has flour, it's considered mitzdamik v'raloi, and that's why it's muter. Om Rav Nachman mitzdamik v'yafaloi, also mitzdamik v'raloi muter. Rav Nachman says the halach is, if it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi, even though it's mevushal kol tzarchoi, it's completely cooked, it's also, but if it's mitzdamik v'raloi, it's muta klodim. Kol de isvei mecha, the general rule is, whatever tavshil, whatever the mat of it has flour in it, mitzdamik v'raloi, then it's generally considered to be mitzdamik v'raloi. The longer it stays there, the worse it gets. Labar mitavshil de lifta, except if it's a tavshil of turnips. The aval gav, the isbe mecha, even though it has flour, mitzdamek v'yafaloi, it's still considered mitzdamek v'yafaloi. V'hu, mat yafaloi hu, v'hani milo, the isbe bisra. But that's so long as there's also meat in this cooked together with it. Then it would be considered mitzdamek v'yafaloi, but less be bisra, if it doesn't have basar, mitzdamek v'yafaloi. Then it's considered mitzdamik v'raloi, and as some of the mafarshim say, it's considered mitzdamik v'raloi, whether it has flour or not. It would always be considered mitzdamik v'raloi. Then mitzdamik v'raloi. V'chi yisbei bisra, and now even if it has meat, nami lo yomen elad loy kavir l'orchid, that's only so long as the portion is not needed for guests. But if he's serving this portion to guests, avon kavoy loy l'orchid mitzdamik v'raloi, then it's always considered mitzdamik v'raloi, because when he's serving it to guests, he wants not only the taste, he wants the appearance. So he wants the presentation to the guests, he wants it to look larger, to be look bigger, and he looks and not shriveled up. As long as the longer it stays in the pot, the more it shrivels up, the smaller it gets. It's the presentation is not as bekavadeg to Archim. So it's for Archim, we would always say it's considered mitzdamek v'rale. Lifta daisa v'tamri, if you have a tavshil that's made out of figs or porridge or dates, that's mitzdamek v'ralehen. Those are considered mitzdamek v'ralehen, and therefore it's mutter to be mashe.